this story starts off as every parent's worst nightmare, but it ends with smiles and feels, and it makes you just want to hug the world. It's that kind of story. Right, so picture the scene. A five-year-old boy called Jack, and during the summer holidays, Jack decides, I want to make things. I want to make some hammer bead necklaces and bracelets, and I want to raise some money. So I'm going to make these myself and then sell them to friends and family. But then something terrifying happened that was not expected. Jack, well, actually, let's get Jack's mum on first before we talk to the hero. Deborah, morning. Tell us from the beginning what happened then before you collapsed in the playground.
He had been complaining of headaches for a few weeks. We put it down to his glasses, so he was due a checkup. But he just collapsed, lost consciousness. Everyone absolutely frantic, panicked. And then he was taken to hospital and later found that he's got pressure on the brain and he needs to have an operation 4 weeks later. So
I can't imagine how that would feel for you.
Yeah, I'm a childminder, so I'm first aid trained anyway, but that doesn't come into it when it's your own. Panic.
So he had to spend quite a lot of time in Nine Wells in the hospital.
He got his skull shaved.
Yeah, he's got pressure removed, cyst removed, and his part of the skull's been shaved away and taken at the back. So he still has headaches, but they're not as frequent and they're getting less and less. So he's doing well with his recovery.
Aww. He's a trooper, is Jack. That's what he is. But tell us about these beads then. So what's Jack been doing with these hammer beads?
Totally irrelevant to this. Over the summer holidays, started making them, started getting pennies from family, decided that he wanted to save them for a charity. So we talked, like, you get old people, you get sick people, you get children's charities. And he said, no, I want to buy toys for children who don't have enough toys.
Aww.
And then this all happened. And while he was in the hospital, he said, well, what about if I put the toys to this place? I said, that'd be a great idea. Go for it. So that's what he decided to do. So he had maybe three or four left over, so we're like, right, come on, last couple, go and phone Grandad, get them sold.
What started as a terrifying story has ended as one of the most heartwarming stories ever.
Yeah, brilliant, he's done amazing.
So is he there with you now? Can we talk to him?
He is just now, he's waiting.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack, you're a legend, buddy. Have you got any of these hammer beads left? Do you get any of these wristbands? Can we buy them off you?
I'll make one.
Oh, thank yes. you. You're a very special boy, Jack.
Tell them what happened on Saturday night at Bloomerit Fireworks at Blundy.
I stayed up till 12 o'clock.
What?
Wow, that's super late.
But what did Blundy have in their buckets at the fireworks was what I know.
they had charity buckets for more money for the hospital, and they had my picture of the...
Jack, I'm looking at your picture now with the nurses.
The nurses and all the toys.
And all the toys. Look at all those toys. £135 worth of toys, Jack. That is so good. You're going to make so many little kids happy when they're in hospital.
Yeah, there's no way my boys would have done that. I mean, they even argue over who's got what Pokemon cards and argue over who's having what bit of pizza. Jack, you're a legend, mate.
Thank you so much. Well done again. Bye.
Unbelievable. So he raised £135, bought toys with it, donated all the toys to Nine Wells Hospital.
Oh, what a guy.